the sons collect money. The Bechor doesn't get two. The Lav Hani Moyes Shabek Avurim, because this is not the same money the father left over. So it's like they're not collecting now the father's money. It's not called Muchzik. So therefore, the Bechor doesn't get two portions. So Gemara says, if that's the Svaro, then Karkanami. When the sons go to collect Karka now for the father's Chayv also, Lav Hai Karka Shabek Avurim. This is not the same property the father left over. So the Yoshim now should not get, the Bechor should not get two portions. What's the difference? If you tell me now when the Yoshim collect the money, the Bechor does not get two portions of it, because that's not the money that the father lent out. When the father lent out a $100 bill, and later they collect the money back later, it's a different $100 bill. So it's not the same money the father had. That's why the Bechor doesn't get two portions. So the same Sfor applies by Karka also. It's not the same Sfor as Karka the father gave. For Yoid also, the Yamrit, you yourself said, we'll soon see a case later, Mistavra Taima Divnei Marova. It's a Svara the way they say in Eretz Yisrael. The Kodam Safta, that if the Safta, the grandmother, the Kodam Safta, if the grandmother came, Vizavna and sold the property, Zvini Zvini is called a good sale. So this case, we'll soon see, that's the next case later about Yerusha. We also see such a thing that the property is not called Muchzik. So now let's caution you. Why do you say money? That no, so Kark also Bechor should not get to. Even Kark is not called Muchzik. So that's the kasha according to Rabbah. We'll soon see the case of the grandmother. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman kasha. According to you, Rav Nachman, you also have a kasha. You say the opposite. You say if they collect money, the Bechor gets two portions. If they collect Kark, then the Bechor doesn't get two portions. So have a kasha on you also. My shenol karka deloy. Why do you say if you collect karka that the son, the bechor, does not get two portions? To lav high karka shakavuan, because that's not the karka the father left over. The father lent somebody money. Later, when the kids collect the chayv, the guy gives back karka. So that karka never belonged to the father. Therefore, the bechor doesn't get two portions. And that's a good svara. But if so, honey. Moyes nami. Now, even when the sons go to collect money, also lav hani moyes shavek avuin. This is not the same money the father left over. The father lent out $1,000 less a month ago. That money the person spent. Now, when they collect back a new $1,000, it's like new money. So again, that's not the money that was by the father. So why should the bechor get pishnayim? What's the svar according to Rav Nachman? Why do you say if they collect money, we look as if it's the father's money? And then the Bechor does get two portions. And if you collect karka, it's not. What's the difference? That's one kasha. Yeah. The Yoid, and secondly, Ho Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Avuah, Yesoimim Shegovu Karka, V'choyves Avihen. In other words, let's say, when the father died and left over Yerusha to Yisaimim, and Yisaimim now go and collect karka b'chayves aviyim. That means people owed money to the father, so the Yerushim now go and collect that money. They went and collected karka. The lacher is that bal chayv chayz of a goyv mehen. Let's say later on another bal chayv comes and says, you know what, you kids, your father owed us money. He didn't pay me back. So lachar is, that bachayv has a right to take away this karka. Again, first what happened was when the father died, he had like certain money people owed him, and he owed money to other people also. So first the Yoshim was smart, they went to the people that owed the father money and collected it. And they collected karka, the guy gave karka to the Yisaimim. Then a week later, the other people that the father owed money to said, listen, your father owes us money. So lachar is, since the Yoshim collected karka, we look as if that karka belonged to the father. It's the father's karka, and therefore the chayv is meshubid, and he has the right now, that bal chayv has the right to take away this karka. So the kasha new Rav Nachman. You see, when the Yoshim collect karka, karka is also considered like it belonged to the father. It was in the father's property. So why do you say for Bechor that when the Yoshim collect karka, the Bechor doesn't get two portions? What should be the difference between here and there? That's two kashas on Rav Nachman. All right, the turnover. Since there are two kashas, yes, what should be the difference? So my answer, the answer is back like this. On Malay, they said back, no, you should know. Rab answered back, Loyal the dikash, nothing's kasher on me. For loyal the Rav Nachman kasher, it's not a kasher on Rav Nachman either. Why? Taima de b'nei marova kamrinon. We're only saying over what they learned pshan Eretz Yisrael. We're only saying over that was a sholcha mitom to where they sent to us from Eretz Yisrael. But v'lon l'sirulon, we do not hold like that. So yes, can be like yes, a kasher and rabba to stira you and rabba. So the answer is not a theory to me. Rab himself tackles like this myself, b'nei marova, will soon see that karka is not considered like it's a muhsik. I, how come before he said karka, the yisayim, do get it? That's not Rab himself. Rab only before was saying over what they say b'nei Eretz Yisrael hold. Eretz Yisrael they can hold that karka is considered muhsik. Like the karka you collect, that a bechor gets two portions. That's Bnei Eretz Yisrael hold that svara. But Rab himself holds not that. Rab himself holds no, that karka is not called muhsik by the father. Therefore, the karka, the bechor, does not get pishnayim. And therefore, there's no stir from the next case we'll soon see. Tomorrow says now, my safta, what was this case of his grandmother? What was the case by the grandmother? That he has the stir in Rab. Tomorrow says like this, to Yehuda Yomalu, there was a man that said like this,